I love my mom. I do. I really do. If you love your mom, say amen.
Amen.
I love my mom. Man, I miss her all the time, but especially on Mother's Day. How many say, Pastor Donald, I'm separated from my mom by distance or maybe by heavenly distance, but today you're not able to be with your mom. Anyone like that? My hand's up. All right, and I know for some of you it's because of heaven. Praise the Lord for heaven one day, amen? But for me, it's a 12-hour drive for me, and I'm glad my wife gets to be with her mom today. But man, I miss my mom. I miss her so much, and I talked to her last night, and she helped me a little bit with this message, and I called her this morning, and she called me back during Sunday school to give me some more thought, because the message today, if you saw it in your bulletin, but the title of the message is simply My Mother. This is going to be a totally different message than here. I know a lot of times pastors will preach Proverbs 31 or something like that on a Mother's Day. And this is the first time I've ever been able to preach a Mother's Day message in pastor's absence. And I'm just going to talk about my mom today. That's some things that I saw in my mom. And the truth is, I've learned from talking to moms, from talking to my wife, being a mom is hard. Amen? Is anyone, am I alone here? Hey, it's hard. Listen, my wife went out of town a few weekends ago for a bridal shower from a Friday. She got back Tuesday. And I'm like, I got it. For those who don't know me, I have three boys, four, three, and just turned one, and Bob, Seth, and Charlie. And I'm like, I got it, you know, because you know what? Because I'm a jerk. I just don't feel bad. I'm like, hey, it's time to go to bed. Get in bed now. And if they cry, I say, well, all right, you know. But listen, I'll tell you, after day one, I was okay. Day two, I was all right, you know. And by day three, really, I'm like, what is going on here? What has happened to me? And by day four, I'm telling you, I was ready to get, you know, straitjacketed up because I'm telling you, being a mom is not easy. It's hard. I'm sitting there thinking, how does she do it? Because I wanted to be a good husband and say, well, I'm going to get the house cleaned up and I'm going to do this. Fat chance, I'm telling you. Not with now that Charlie's crawling around everywhere and pulling stuff down, and Seth is just Seth, if you know Seth. You know, pray for his Sunday school teachers and all that stuff. They're still getting therapy for that. But I'm like, man, I said, honey, you're amazing. I don't know how you, there's something in the heart of a mother that's just different. It's so different than being a dad. How many dads we got in the room? Raise your hand up, dads. Come on, dad, raise your hand up. See, even dads are like, what? Here we go. I'm right here, you know. Listen, hey, I'm that way too. It's so different. When your kid, listen, dads, when your kid gets hurt, let me know this. I've seen you. I do the same thing. Lincoln runs and trips and falls and hits his face. And we're standing there like, we see it happen. It's almost like you're like, kind of like, oh, man, that was a good one. You know, you're standing there and you're just like, all right? Kick him a little bit. You all right, buddy? You good? You know? All right, yeah, get up. Dry it up. Hey, you know, rub some dirt on it, whatever you say. Hey, y'all be all right. Come on. Let me give you something crying about. Rah, you know. Moms, okay? It doesn't even got to be the roll and crash and burn. It can be a, you know, stub your toe. You know, it can be a hangnail. And if the kid falls and mouth, oh my goodness, okay. Grab the phone, call 911. And the kid, listen, kids are smart. They're not dumb. Listen, when they get hurt around dad, they may be, but when they're around mom, it's like they'll fall and they'll be like, look at mom, like, is she gonna cry? If she cries, then I get to cry, and then I'll get candy or something. And they're looking over at mom and waiting for that. It's so different when my wife's out of town, my kids are hungry. Hey man, whatever they want, man. If they want mashed potatoes, we're having mashed potatoes. As much as you want, man. As much as you want. If you want waffles for breakfast, lunch, dinner, hey, we're doing it with extra syrup. Hallelujah. I mean, whatever you guys want, if I remember to feed them, you know. That's just, as a dad, you're like, hey, you know. But moms are like, okay, we need to have this much. Okay, we have one cheese stick and then a third of this apple. And then we're going to, you know, make sure we take the seeds out. And it's just, it's so different. Even with sports. I was... You know, dads are, hey, keep your eye on the ball. Hey, you know, come on, hey, oh, hey, you know, you need to run faster. Speed up, come on, hustle. And the moms are like, that was a beautiful strikeout, honey.
Beautiful job. You know, great job on that, buddy. Oh, you fell perfectly. That was wonderful. Amazing job. And then unless the mom does not agree with the ump. I was at Eddie's baseball game on Thursday night, and he did a great job. And his friend, the pitcher on his team, pitched a perfect game. It was really cool. But one of the young men on his team, good player, was running into home, and the catcher blocked the plate, and he just tried to get in there, and he got ejected from the game. He wasn't being, a jerk. He wasn't trying to hurt this catcher. He just tried to get there quick, and he said, oh, and I'll tell you, that mom that was there, I was like, oh, it got really intense. Listen, she was not happy at all. And but until the ump makes a mistake, the moms are just, oh, wonderful job. Moms and dads are totally different. But we couldn't live without our moms, could we? No, it's a perfect balance. It's why today's generation struggles so much, because it's just a one parent sometimes. Listen, and some of you may be in that position. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about other situations where a mistake was made and a choice was made and a dad walks away or whatever it may be. Listen, a mom and dad is the way it's supposed to be for the child's sake. But I love my mom. Oh, I love her so much. I'm so thankful that I had a Christian mom growing up that brought me to church, that taught me the Bible, that sang to me, and on, that taught me, that made me do chores, whatever it may be. And I want to take today, and I really want to be quick. It's 11:30 right now. I'd like to be done very soon. But I wanted to be kind of a different, kind of more of a lighthearted, encouraging message. I wanted to share some things about my mom. Before we do, though, you get a special treat today, because I want to show you. Some of you moms are going to understand this. But Bryce, why don't you go over one? Come on. I think that's me. I knew I was here at least once. Aww. You know what? I keep getting cuter and cuter is the truth, so amen. Go to the next one, bro. Oh. Now listen, those of you who know my kids, who does that look like? Come on, right? Your kids look just like your mother. You look just like Marissa. Hush, because there it is, right there. That's me, right there. I think I weighed more then than I do now. Go to the next one, bro. Oh, that's my mom right there. We lived in Germany for a little while. My dad was in the military. That's my brother Johnny. And there's me, still heavy as ever, right there. Go to the next one, bro. Yep. I'm sleeping standing up, if you can tell. My mom dressed me so fashionably, right? Such fashion. Go to the next one, bro. And now, who does that look like? Wow, right? That is Bubba in the flesh right there with my denim. I'm working the denim that day, all up and down. Go to the next one, bro. Oh, yeah. It's just, you can't, the cuteness is overwhelming. Go to the next one. Okay. This was taken 3 years ago. If I don't do it to myself, then you guys do it to me anyway. So go to the next one. I think that might be. Oh, this is the house I grew up in. Listen, how many of you were in the same house from a child until you left home? Isn't there something special about that? I'm telling you, they live there still. This is actually the day, if you see the U-Haul, that was the day we left for Jackson. That was the day we left for Jackson. It was a hard day. It's a hard day. And those of you who have moved off from us, but this is where I grew up. I mowed that lawn every week, unless I forgot, okay? There was a basketball site. Listen, when I think of that house, I think of my mom. Go to the next one, bro. This is me. I surprised my mom in 2011 coming back from college for Mother's Day. Go to the next one. And by the way, my mom is, I think she's 51. Does she look 51? Yeah. Now you know where I get it from, okay? She won't care. Listen, you say, you look so young. And listen, when I'm my mom's age, I'll look like I'm 30 like she does. This was a few months ago, their 30th anniversary, and we surprised them with a surprise party, and they had no idea, and I got to renew their vows. It was so special. Go to the next one. And she's crying. You can see in the last picture she was crying, but go one more. And so she came to visit us in Jackson. eating Chinese food, and she's such a great grandmother. I can't believe she's a grandma already. But well, the next one, and that's leave it right at that. Leave it at that one for now. That's my mom, and there's my mullet. If you like my mullet, so I love my mom. I miss my mom today. I missed her while I was preparing this message. And I learned so much from my mom. Yes, I learned things from my dad. I was obviously I'm a man, and I know usually a father son relationship. There's things different there than a mother daughter or a mother son. It's different. But I learned so much from my mom, and I want to take today and go through Proverbs some scriptures in Proverbs 31, but talk about some things about my mom that I saw growing up and that I still see today. And maybe you'll sit there and say, you know, I can do better in that area. Or maybe it'll just be an encouragement to you. I don't really care. I just want to talk about how awesome my mom is today. I miss my mom. I love her. Look at Proverbs 31 and look at verse 11. And I got this picture. I got that picture right here, up here, giving me some motivation today too. Verse 11 says, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." Number one, my mom is faithful. My mom is faithful. Not just as a wife, but yes, as a wife. I just said 30 years married, and we just had that party for him. My mom is faithful. And not just as a wife, not just as a mom, and everything she does, I can look back. My mom is faithful. She was faithful. She was always there for us. Whatever we needed. Listen, I know some of our teenagers, and their moms are not around. Their moms have abandoned them. Listen, I never had to go through that. My mom never would just leave, and I didn't know when she was coming back. My mom was faithful. She was there for us. There was never a time when I was at school waiting for her to pick me up, and she never came. My mom was faithful. She was faithful in everything that she did. She was... I think of a time when we had to switch schools. I went to a Christian school from kindergarten to sixth grade in my home church, and we ended up moving to another church in a different school, and I was very upset about it. I didn't know anybody at this new Christian school. I was nervous about it. And I'll never forget, there's a picture that I have from when I was getting ready to go into seventh grade, and it was the first day of school, and I was in my bedroom, and I was on the edge of the bunk bed sitting there, and I was discouraged. And I think my mom took a picture just to try to cheer me up. Hey, it's your first day of school. And you can tell I'm not very happy about it. But you know, my mom, I look back, my mom was there for me that day. And she said, you know what, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. She made me a nice lunch and had my favorite things in there. My mom is faithful. She's faithful. Look at verse 13. Verse 13 says, "She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens." My mom, number two, my mom works hard. My mom is a hard worker. I'm telling you, I think it's a tie between my mom and dad of the hardest working people that I have ever met in my entire life. If I am lazy, if I don't get things done that I need to get done, if I'm whatever it may be, it's not because I had parents that were lazy or parents that didn't teach me how to work. It's my own fault because my parents are hard workers. My mother was a hard worker. My mom started at the Soldier's Home in Holyoke, Massachusetts as a CNA. And she's been nursing her most of her life since she was a teenager, and then on through college years. And she was at the Soldier's Home in Holyoke, and she took classes and worked hard and got her LPN, and then took some more classes and took some more tests and became an RN and took some more things and did all these different things. And now she is the second shift supervisor of the whole facility. Not because she cheated her way to the top, because she worked hard. Not just as an employee, not just as for a business, and she did in that sense as well, but as a wife, as a mother, my mom worked hard. She works hard. Man, she kept the house clean, even with three kids, and all pretty close in age. Even with working, she had food on the table for us. She had meals prepared. And listen, she didn't complain about it. My mom... it's a hard worker. She works so hard. Anything that my mom has now, the salary she may make or the bonuses she may get or whatever it may be, the perks she may get, it's all earned. She deserves it. She deserves so much more, in my opinion, because she's a hard worker. I wouldn't be where I am today if my mom was not a hard worker and invested and helped provide in addition to my dad, who was also a hard worker. And together they raised us and taught us how to work and taught us to not be lazy. And listen, I know mom, I said mom and dad are different. My dad was not a big fan of laziness at all, but neither was my mom. My mom was a little bit sweeter about it because she was a mom, but she's a hard worker. She worked so hard, taking care of us, providing for us. My dad's a police officer. Been a police officer for about 15 years. And just became a sergeant a few weeks ago. And you know what? Those of you who know police officers, you know their hours are unbelievable sometimes. And they're not around. If they have to work third shift or a second shift. And there were many, many years when my dad was working second shift and my mom would get home from work, my dad would go to work, and it was just my mom and us. And she took care of us. She never complained. She supported my dad. She worked hard. Go to verse 16. It says, she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. I look at that first phrase, she considereth a field and buyeth it. And with the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. Now listen, if those of you who garden, you know that it's not just an overnight thing. Gardening and doing those things takes time. Number three, my mom is patient. Is patient. Now, if there's one thing that moms may struggle with, it might be patience once in a while, depending on your kids. Listen, I'll say that, but my mom's patient. I think of a time, and I can say this because it's Mother's Day and we have a lot of moms here, but I remember when I was probably eight or 9 years old. Me and my brother shared a room at that house I showed you, and I was sick. I was getting sick. I was in bed, and the bathroom was right next to our room. It wasn't far. And I felt like I was going to get sick. Okay? And I was awake. And you know what? I could have very easily, got up and walked to the bathroom and did my business hot right into the great white throne. Okay? But I didn't. I was being late. I was a little tired. So instead, not a great memory, but I was up against the wall, the baseboard heater, and instead of getting up, I leaned over to my left and emptied out right there on the baseboard heater. Now, moms, does anyone have a story similar to that? Come on. My mom's the only one with a loser like me for a kid. Okay. Hey, yeah. All right. Hey, you know what? I got up and said, Mom, I got sick. She comes in, finds out what I did. She was not thrilled, but she was patient with me. You know what she did that night, late night? She pulled the bed out, and she got her cleaning stuff, and she cleaned that heater. Because truth is, when it's in the baseboard heater, every time you turn that heat on, but she cleaned it. And I got in trouble for that, believe me, but she was patient with me. She was patient with me. And she sat there and talked about working hard. She worked hard cleaning that heater. I think of another time as a younger teenager. I had slept over at a friend's house, and we had stayed up all night, being idiots doing. And there was a youth rally the next day on Saturday. And my mom called me that morning. I had just gone to bed like an hour before. Said, I'm coming to pick you up for the youth rally. I said, well, I don't really want to go. I'm going to stay here with my buddy. She goes, no, I'm coming to pick you up right now. Yep. I said, Mom. And she said, well, I'm on my way already. And you know what I did? I hung up on her. Come on. Anybody ever do that? Be honest in it. Come on, help me out a little bit. Thank you. And I hung up on her. And you know what? She got there. And I was groggy. I had been up all night, but I was being a little brat. And I got in the car and I... We drove home and she didn't say much. She didn't say... But my dad knew about it. So when I got home, I dealt with it then. But I'll tell you, I messed up. But I remember my dad telling me, getting on me about it. And I felt really bad about it. Very disrespectful. But my mom was patient with me. She was patient with my brother and my sister when we made mistakes. Hey, when we were young and we, you know, I didn't spill something and she yelled. No, she was patient with us. She was patient with us. She took time to teach us and to train us. Look at verse 20. Oh, my mom even said, I was just talking, she called me this morning and she said, you know, and it goes right with that point of being patient. She goes, you know, she goes, you were pretty content and you just could sit and look at books. And kind of like, if you know Sethi, you know, Sethi's crazy, but sometimes he'll just sit there and look at a book or a DVD case. He can't read yet, but he'll sit there and look at it like he's reading it. And she said, you were a slow walker and a slow talker. Like it took you a long time. And maybe that's where Seth gets it from. Now I can't shut up. Hallelujah. But at that time, she said, but you know what? She was patient with me. She was. Verse 20. She says, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. My mom loves people. My mom loves people. Yes, she loves her family. Obviously, she loved us. She loved my dad so much. There was never a doubt in my mind my mom didn't love me. But I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about people. I said my mom's a nurse at the soldiers' home taking care of veterans. And she loves those guys. Oh, I go up and visit her whenever I head back to Massachusetts. And forgive me if I call Holyoke, Massachusetts home once in a while, because that's where I grew up. How many moved somewhere to Jackson, but you still have that place that you grew up at? That when you go back, it feels like home. Anyone like that? Listen, I know that. This is my home now, but whenever I head back to Massachusetts, I go up and visit her at the soldier's home, and she'll introduce me to the veterans, and I'll get to talk to them, and she loves those guys. And she prays with those guys. And she talks to those guys about Jesus. And yes, some of them may be a little grumpy. Some of them may struggle with Alzheimer's and they may get aggressive, but my mom loves those guys. Loves them. And when they get sick or when they pass away, oh, it's not just a job to her. No, she cries. She goes to the funerals. She loves those people. My mom loves people. She cares about people. She's a giver. I think of, she's taught a Sunday school class at Mountain View Baptist Church for so many years, the little kids, the pre-K age, and she loves those kids. She loves those kids that come on the bus in her class. She loves people. And listen, I try to love people. Listen, I want to love anybody that I come in contact. Listen, I love people too, but it's not because I'm some great spiritual giant, because that's the furthest thing from the truth, but because I had a mom who loved people. No matter who they were, no matter where they came from, she loved people. She loved people, and she did love us so much. And she showed us she loved us by the way she was and how she acted and how she treated us. My mom loved us. She loves people. These are things that I can think about when I was writing this message and I thought about my mom. Things that I want to be faithful. I want to work hard. I want to be patient. I want to love people. Number five, this one's a little bit different, but verse 25, look at verse 25. That I'm almost done. It says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. And when I think of rejoicing, when I think of kindness, I think of joy and happiness. And number five, my mom is fun. Miss Linda and some of the other, I think you called my mom. They did a special youth pastor appreciation dinner for us a few months back. And we didn't know about it, my wife and I. And Miss Linda called my mom, got my number through Facebook or something, and got a hold of my mom and talked to her for, what, like 45 minutes and for a long time. And she said it was so much fun to talk to your mom. My mom's been here a few times, and usually just for one service or real quick passing through or whatever. But if you met my mom for just a moment, or if you spend time with her, she is so much fun. You wonder where I get my energy from. It's my mom. I'm telling you, my look, I do, I look like, and thankfully my mom's so beautiful because I got her looks, hallelujah, but no, she's so much fun, she's so kind, she's so sweet, she's got such a beautiful smile. My mom was fun. When we were growing up, there was never my brother and sister and us kind of staying in our room because we didn't want to be around mom because she's in one of her moods. Or she's really, she's upset and we don't want, you know, my mom had joy. Not that my mom never got upset or discouraged, I'm not saying that. But my mom had joy. She had a joyful spirit. And as I'm going through these points, Listen, I didn't want to preach this morning a message to the moms. You need to be faithful. You need to be this. Listen, because I'm not a mom. I'm a 26-year-old father of three. That's it. But what if you, if there's something in this message that maybe you're a mom, say, you know, I can be more faithful. I can have joy. I can work hard, whatever it may be. I hope it does, if that's what the Lord would have. But my mom, listen, this is about my mom. My mom was fun. She had a good time with us. She did special activities with us. She'd bring us on trips, and we'd go to the store, and everything we did was just fun. The chores that we did were fun. Listen, we didn't, listen, what are we, I'm 26, and the iPhone's only been around since 2007. When I was a kid, there was really no cell phones. My dad had a big car phone. We didn't have a whole lot of technology. There's no iPads when I was a kid. We had fun. We had fun. We played outside. We built forts. My mom was just so much fun. So many memories. It's so amazing. When I'm preparing this message, I'm trying to think of situations when your mind goes blank because there's so many. I think of one time, my mom, we had a my cousin's birthday party, and I was like 13, and I thought I was just the coolest kid ever, man. Just like, you know, this cool kid, man. This good-looking kid, man. I have my collar popped, you know, and I got my jeans and my Converse on, and I'm just like, man, I'm cool, man, you know. And I'm with my parents. My parents and their whole family's there. And these teenage girls, some of my cousin friends, wanted to talk to me. Why not, right? I mean, come on. Marissa's not here today, but. No, but anyway, so they tried talking to me. Like, they said, like, hi, or hi. I'm standing near my mom, and my mom looks at him and says, that's my Donald there. And I'm telling you, I was like just mortified because, oh my goodness, what would have happened if she didn't, right? But listen, you know what? She had joy. She was fun. She was happy. She wasn't some miserable person. Yes, she worked long hours. Yes, there was many times when my dad had to work long, long hours or whatever it may be. Listen, the job of a police officer is a scary job when you're the spouse of a police officer. And I have no doubt that there were many nights when this, maybe when during the summer when we'd see things in the news or there'd be someone on the loose or whatever it may be. My dad's working and my mom would be nervous and she'd be scared and she'd be worried, but we never knew it. She had a good spirit. She had joy. She had peace. She kept us calm. We were fine. I'll never forget, there was a time when a police officer was shot in Holyoke. John DiNapoli, many years ago. And there was a manhunt for him. And we were driving back from something. And my dad was working, looking for this criminal. And there was never a moment when my mom lost it and freaked out to where we were like, oh man. She kept calm and kept a joyful spirit for the sake of her children. My mom was so much fun. Last one is this. Look at verse 30. Look at verse 28 first. And I hope, and my mom says to you, listen, my mom, if you're listening, when you listen to this, mom, you know I love you and I care about you so much. Thank you for all you did for me. But verse 28 says, her children arise up and call her blessed. And that's what I wanted to do today. Mom, you're listening? I wanted to rise up and talk about how great my mom is. Look at verse 30. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. The last one, my mom is faithful, works hard, patient, loves people, is fun. My mom walks with God. Most important one of all. My mom walks with God. Every morning, growing up, and even now, I know I could go home tomorrow, go back to Massachusetts tomorrow, and go into my mom's room, knock on the door whenever she's getting ready, when I get up and knock, and I could open that bedroom door, and you know where she'd be? She'd be in bed, sitting back up against the wall with her pillow behind her back, with her Bible open, in her Bible cover that she always had, with her bookmark, with her pen, with her notepad, walking with God. Reading her Bible. Yes, she's probably tired from the work night before getting home, midnight most of the time after second shift, and waiting for my dad to get back from his job as well, and they'd have a snack together. They sometimes wouldn't get to bed till 1:30, 2 in the morning after spending some time together. But still, every morning, no matter what, so many times I went to my mom's room in the morning before school or before church or whenever, and she'd be sitting there with her glasses on and with her Bible, and I'd say, "Hey, Mom," and she'd look up with a smile on her face. My mom walks with God. Thank God. And you know what? It's not just reading her Bible and getting things from God, but I know that probably when I'd walk out of that room when she'd finish reading, she would take time to pray. You know what? She didn't have all this time in the world to pray. She may have had 5 minutes, but I know she prayed for me. I know she prayed for my brother. I know she prayed for my sister. I know she prayed for my dad and her family and whatever else is on her heart. And I know that I would not be standing here today if my mom had not walked with God. So many times as a teenager, there were temptations. So many times, even as in college, there are temptations and the devil throws curveballs my way. And I know because I had a mom that walked with God and prayed for me and begged God to do something with my life that I stand here today because of the prayers of a mother. The prayers of my mom have kept me safe. And many of you have prayed for your kids your whole life. Maybe you don't. We'll start. My mom prayed for me. I love my mom. I thank God for her. Maybe you're here today, and there's some areas that I talk about my mom, where you're a mom, and maybe, I don't know, and I'm not trying to say it's true. Maybe there's an area that you say, I can do better. I can be more faithful. I can work harder with a good spirit, be patient. I need to love people more because my kids are watching. I want to be more fun. I want to walk with God so my kids know for the sake of my children. Maybe there's some areas you can improve. But to all the moms here today, to the moms who had big families, who had one, to the moms who adopted, and to even the moms who may have lost a child, you had never met your child yet, I'm sorry, but I want to thank all the moms here today. Many of you are just like my mom. Many of you had moms just like my mom. Amen, anybody? Had a mom just like my mom. We're blessed, aren't we? And husbands and fathers here today, pray for your wife as she raises your kids. I need to be better about praying for my wife. And if your mom's still here, maybe she's not here today, she's across the country or somewhere else, or she goes through... Make sure, maybe you already called, I have no doubt many of you called your mom this morning. It's Happy Mother's Day. Maybe call her again. I'll never forget my dad when his mom passed away. I was 11 years old and she got ovarian cancer and 6 months later she was gone. I'll never forget standing there in the hospital chapel at about 2 in the morning when my dad was with her and then my mom brought us kids over there. We didn't know what was going on. We knew something was wrong. And my dad knelt down and said, you know, that his mom had passed, and we cried. And he looked at me and my brother and said, you need to love your mother. You need to respect your mother. Treat her right because you don't know when she's not going to be here anymore. And I never forget that. And I want to do that. And that's what I want to do today. I want to do today just praise my mom. Thank God for the mom that I had. Maybe when we're going to have an invitation like we always do, maybe you want to come up and thank the Lord for a godly mother. Maybe you're a mom and you want to come up and ask God to continue to give you strength, maybe an area you're struggling with. Hey, maybe you're a teenager here and your mom is here. Maybe you want to take your mom and pray with your mom up here. That'd be a great idea. Take your mom and say, and thank God for your mom so she can hear it too. Whatever it may be, I urge you, use this altar. Thanking God for your mom. Maybe you're a mom praying for strength. Maybe you're someone here with your mom. Oh, I would encourage us. Let's stand together with our heads bowed and eyes closed.